I think this is gonna be my last episode. Cause the shit I gotta deal with before we start recording.
Pretty bad.
This fucking operations joint over here talk about she tooting. This heifer is farting.
I toot.
It ain't no fucking toot.
That's how I was like toot.
First off,
toots don't vibrate.
I am 6 feet away from her and I feel it when she farts. Cause she's not tooting.
It's toot. Is it toot?
No. Toot. That's just a brr.
She said toot. Would you play the flute?
Right.
No, not at all. I'm seeing you.
She's talking about this.
Oh my God.
She's talking about if it stay in her drawers, it itch. What kind of chemical fucking forks do you have? I ain't never in my life farted. Never. And it had to scratch my ass afterwards.
Who does that? Like, yeah, I had to get it out my drawers because it was going to
make my butt itch.
Yeah, you know, when you got all that vibration and stuff all around your butt cheeks, it don't feel right. Make my butt itch. I don't care.
Okay.
It's right. A lot. It's a lot.
Then,
around.
She's talking like about, yeah, because it be wet. Bruh.
Because you know all that steam and shit in your drawers.
Okay. So, nope. This is it. This is it. I ain't dealing with this shit no more. Like, she legit drinks the water from DuPont. Like, real shit. Like, what type of shit is this? Like, I can't.
Moral and story.
There ain't no fucking toots.
Yes,
they farts. Ain't nothing cute about them toots, okay? A toot is just a little poop. Little toot.
No, you're...
Even a little toot toot. This bitch is around here like Louis Armstrong. Going ham. Talk about some I tooted. No. You are not too.
And it stink, don't it?
Bitch, no. I don't know. I don't know it. It smells like it does.
Like, what not are you doing?
Hear that toot. If it's a toot. Two, it should not vibrate my seats when I'm 6 feet away from her.
You'll be all right.
I'm going to get it together one of these days.
Just pray
for
it.
But I think this may be it for me. I don't know if I can do this.
Whatever, Michael Jackson.
Hater.
Moral of the story is, stop farting.
Uno, dos, tres. Three, bad.
Perfectly designed crew, cause we the big three.
Who run this mother? Who run this mother?
Get him, girl.
What's up, y'all? It's your favorite Johns. We back with another hot episode of You Get Him Girl Crew Podcast. It's the business John. And to the left, I got the operations John.
Yep.
Miss Farty, fart, fart. And then to the right of me, I have the social media joy. We ain't got no extra ad-libs for her today. It's just Farty, wink, fart, fart over here on the left. Oh, so anyway.
I'm putting in my resignation notice after this episode. I'm over her shit.
Y'all could, if y'all only knew. Listen. The shit that we got to go through on a regular basis, it's just too much. It's too much. But anyway. Hopefully, everyone that is listening to us, you guys are caught up, tuning into the fifth motherfucking season.
Okay.
Season number 5 on that ass. All right? And this is episode 3 of season 5, which is actually our 82nd fucking episode.
Damn.
Holy shit.
Y'all been rocking and rolling with us like that?
Damn.
We appreciate y'all.
Your favorite
we
love y'all.
Thank you.
Fucking appreciate you and loyal. Love y'all.
loyal. We appreciate y'all. Make sure you tell your sister, your brother, your cousin, your mama, your daddy, whoever you got to tell.
Your auntie, your cousin.
All of them. Don't even matter. All right?
Baby sister, mama.
It don't even matter. Whoever. Tell them to tune in to your favorite Jaws. All right? Make sure y'all tune into the YouTube as well. All right? Make sure y'all subscribe to the YouTube channel. Y'all hit that notification button so y'all can see us and be with us and see the shenanigans and all the other kind of bullshit we doing. You know what I'm saying? But anywho, what we doing? What we doing in this episode? Like, what we doing?
We getting into these current topics first.
You do what?
Toot it.
Yeah, you did too. But and we ain't even gonna talk about you tooting no more because you're too grown to be tooting. You farting by now at this day and age. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. But anyway, I can say.
See, it's stuck. That, it's stuck. I try not to. Oh my God.
Mm-mm, not today.
We're not doing it.
Not today, nope. Seymour.
We over it. We done.
Not today, Seymour. Not today, Seymour.
Nope.
Anywho. So, we're going to jump into some current topics real quick. Oh, but wait. Before we get into current topics, social media, John, how you? You good?
I'm good.
You good? Cool. Mm-hmm. You good? Well, cool. Operation Joe, you cool?
Cool.
All right. Besides that, fart stuck in your butt.
True.
And the business, John. I'm good. So, we good.
I'm sick and tired of your fucking face. I don't understand why the fuck you keep looking like that, bitch.
You know why I keep looking like that.
Bitch.
Fart.
Yo, somebody, listen, we are looking for a replacement.
Okay, yeah, because I'm sick and tired of these hoes. Two replacements. Because I'm sick and tired of these hoes. I'm replacing them.
Bitch, you
I'm
going. Ain't
them.
Us. You leaving.
You the one.
No, I tooted.
You are here. You going.
I tooted.
You out here. Tooted. And that's it. Get you impeached.
I'm going to start. You know, I'm going to start my own motherfucking country. Okay?
Anyway, nobody cares about Farty McFart farts. Farty McFart farts, and then you ain't gonna do nothing but blow yourself up because you're gonna smoke weed and fart all day. So you're just gonna go boosh. It's gonna be combustibles.
Gas on top of gas.
That's it. But anyway, well, y'all heard it. I did say something. So y'all know we already talked about how ghetto this fucking country is.
If you don't know, check out the last episode.
Absolutely. But, y'all know y'all current, as of right now, current, and while y'all listening to us, it's current, El Presidente, okay? Well, no, he's not El Presidente. He's number 45. Number 45 is the most ghetto president ever.
In the whole wide world, Craig.
This ninja has officially been impeached for not one, but second time. Second mother sucking time. And at least with the second time, it's going to bring some charges. It's going to bring something hardcore behind it. And I can't wait to see everything that happens. Of course, number 45, he was just going to go out with a bang, regardless if he got into another term or if he was going to go out the way he is. Regardless, he is going to... Regardless, I really do think that number 45 did exactly what he sought out to do. Shake shit up.
Mm-hmm.
And also make himself go down to history, not only as a president, but
the worst president
also
ever.
With a bunch of ish behind him. You feel what I'm saying? He's just ghetto. You got a warrant. You got a warrant. You done been impeached twice. You about to get all your benefits taken away. Like, who does this, bro? Like, are you kidding me? Nah, he don't even need Secret Service. Okay, he need to get all that taken away too. If they let him keep that, that's bullish. But he all that. He needs to be just all everything taken away. Like, it's all that shit. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, number 45 is just number 45. I mean, it is what it is. So,
and this time, it's a very good chance that it's going to go fully through,
mm-hmm.
because the Democrats now, you know, will after the 20th. On the House, the Senate, and the White House. So last time, was it the House of Representatives? I can't remember which one it was that was predominantly Republican. They shut it down.
I think it was the House.
But this time, House is ran by Democrats, so it is a very good chance that it is going to go through. And on top of that, there is a lot of Republicans that are like, F this ninja.
Now he tripping.
You tripping.
You put my life in danger, bro. Like, what was you doing? You knew why I was up in here. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
You know, he doesn't care about anybody. I swear, he is just that. He is that one person. I'm telling you, and I think I said it last episode, he's like a snitch. He tells people where to go, where to find somebody. He's never anywhere in sight.
Right.
Never anywhere in sight. He doesn't care who's there. His mama, his sister, his wife, his brother. Nobody. He does not care. You know, I respect him because, you know, he comes hardcore. He gives it to you how it is. But when you're dealing with a whole freaking country, dog, like you're dealing with millions and millions of people.
Right.
Like lives, like everything is at the palm of your hand. And you around here just turning your little, his ass probably not orange, but turning your little white ass around to everybody.
Ew.
Probably white and hairy. It's probably thought. White and hairy.
Ugh.
You know, he probably gets dingleberries, y'all. But
My God.
I'm just saying, he probably do.
Right.
He probably do.
He probably do.
But anyway, so yeah. y'all ghetto ass number 45 president. He just ghetto as fuck. Like, I'll be glad when
AF
46 Mr. Joe Biden gets into to do his thing.
Please.
And it saddens me too, like they trying to tell everybody don't come to the inauguration and everything. Like to kind of stay away, stay home, tune in, you know,
television sure it's and everything COVID. Like that. What do you mean?
Yes, it's COVID too, but like even with the people.
And them people was like, just out there at the motherfucking Capitol with all that goddamn right, COVID and shit.
Because of that especially. Ugh. Especially, you know, but, you know, people were still going to show out and be around. I'm sure everything was going to be barricaded and turned off or whatever.
He should zoom in.
I was about to say that. Like, I honestly know. And truly, for one, Trump said he's not going to the inauguration.
Good. Right.
As he shouldn't.
As he shouldn't. But two, I feel like they're going to move the inauguration.
I think it's too much heat anyway. I think it's too much heat because
they're going to try to assassinate him.
It's too much heat.
That, you know, you got to think about, like, it's not just going to be Joe Biden there. Like, it's going to be, what, the last 3-4 presidents before Trump?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's going to be, I think, 4 presidents there. So, not only is Joe Biden at risk, but, you know, President Obama,
his whole team,
President Bush,
okay,
President RVP, Clinton,
like
RVP,
okay,
you know, all everybody. Of these presidents are going to be there, and it's too high of a risk. Now, as of right now, they're saying that they're not changing the inauguration, but I feel like by the time they know the inauguration's changed, the shit gonna be over. It's gonna be like, oh yeah, the inauguration already happened. Biden is, mm-hmm. you know.
Yep.
By the time, like,
delivered, okay?
anybody knows anything, shit won't be done. Like, I feel like that's what's about to happen. Because, unfortunately, them quote-unquote Proud Boys have threatened each state capital in every state.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's everything is on high alert right now.
Which is crazy. But y'all know they said that, what's his name? Tom Hanks is supposed to be there. He's supposed to speak right at the inauguration.
It's supposed to be Lady Gaga supposed to be singing.
Lady Gaga.
J-Lo supposed to be performing. Demi Lovato.
Hey, Demi.
Right. Like, it's supposed to be a lot of different celebrities there. Right. On top of these presidents, you know, and these other people that are
so
in
too much
the
at
government.
State.
It's way too much. It's way too much.
So, you know, it is what it is. But y'all, as of right now, y'all current ass fucking president, you ghetto as fuck, dog. You ghetto. But anyway. So, me personally, you all know I'm a little old soul. You know, this new and hip, new rap and stuff, I'm not all really into it too much, you know.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, what's that rapper name? YFN Lucci?
Yes.
He done turned himself in to the popo. What? Okay. I don't know what she doing. But
that YFN Lucci.
Oh, see, I don't know that one.
Sex, I need that wet shit. Neck, I need that big.
Oh, he, that's the one that sang that? Mm-hmm. Oh, I know that song.
Oh, see, I ain't know who it was, y'all.
That's how I be. All old and shit.
Well, so homeboy had to turn, he done turned himself in to the po-po.
I ain't feel no po-po.
Because he was sought on some murder charges that happened from a situation that happened in December.
Yeah, in Atlanta.
In Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So, hopefully, I mean, he done turned himself in. So, hopefully things can be overturned. Hopefully, you know, Young King really don't have anything to do with it.
Right.
I'm not sure. I didn't dig deep into the story right. too much, but I'm not sure if it's, you know, somebody part of his camp, you know, somebody that he is close to, whatever, that was also part of it, or if it was just him, or even just the full details of the whole story.
Right.
But right now, he in the hands of Popo right now.
Yeah. He is in custody.
In custody, and
there was a recording release. It was a young lady who was with the victim, you know, calling, you know, and saying, you know, the guy was dying, you know, all of that. So there is a video, a recording from her calling in about the incident. So, you know, prayers out to that young man's family, mm-hmm. Of course, because, you know, we don't want nobody to lose their life.
Okay, not at all.
Not at all. Not over some dumb shit.
You're too young. Which, I can only imagine how old you are. You're probably 20-something. Right. And your whole life is about to get taken away.
Right.
Hopefully not. But in situations like this, you just never know.
Yeah.
They never want to let us go. You know, never want to let our men go, you know. But if you're out there doing wrong, you got to pay the price.
Yeah.
So, fortunately, to his family, his friends, any loved ones or whatever, y'all support him. Stay by his side. Make sure he has a great support system while he's going through the situation that he's going through. And hopefully it turns out fair game. Either way it goes, yeah. You know? In other news. Y'all know. Y'all, since we talking about young folk. Y'all know. Y'all better stop, okay? Because you young girls out there, y'all need to stop. Because y'all know the y'all favorite Jones we got. We a little seasoned, okay? We a little Larry's, all right? But,
What is it? Adoba?
Adoba. We a little adoba, okay? Size on, okay?
You know? Oh
my God. Just a little bit. But anyway, yeah. So Miss Lori Harvey, chill.
Woo!
If you don't keep that coochie on ice, coochie on ice, baby girl.
That coochie ain't gonna be tight forever.
Okay. Cause listen, she's snatching a lot of souls around these parts. You heard what I'm talking about. Cause y'all know she now with Michael B. Jordan. And 2 weeks ago she was just with Future.
And then 3 weeks ago.
She was with Trey.
And then 4 weeks ago.
She was with Diddy.
Oh, 5 weeks ago.
She was with Diddy's son Justin.
6 weeks ago?
And somebody else.
I mean, you know.
She ain't no different than any of us.
She not.
Only difference with her is that she had her name. She's in the limelight. That's the only difference.
Who's her father? Like, right. That's it. It's just the and name.
She ain't no different than any of the other hoes out here.
But the thing is that, like, you know, it was a lot of people who were, you know, praising her. But then, like, it was a lot of people like, well, y'all praise her, but then y'all talk about the Kardashians or whatever. Well, it's like, I don't praise none of them. You know, I just feel as though, like, you do what you do with your pussy. It's yours.
Okay.
It's your world, baby.
At the end of the day, if you want to be with whoever you want to be with whenever, mm-hmm. that's your choice. If you want Michael B. Jordan in the morning, the hell? If you want Michael B. Jordan in the morning and then you want Diddy in the afternoon and then you want Diddy's son at night, then that's what's going to happen. Sorry for that rude interruption, but like I was saying, I mean, do what you do.
Switch his own, boo.
Do what you do. If you're happy and you're okay.
If you're happy and you know what, clap your hands. Okay.
But, because, I mean, we all women, well, I shouldn't say all.
All women.
But I'm going to say 80% of us.
95.
99.
Have gone through are phases in our 20s.
Okay.
When we're trying to find what we like, mm-hmm. who we like, when we like it, mm-hmm. and how we like it.
Especially before we settle down, because y'all know we be wanting to go half on a baby real quick and stuff.
Oh, no, we can't sing, really sing that. Cause,
so, yeah. Right, I ain't going to sing it now. I ain't going to sing it.
I almost did, but.
But, you know, we always want, you know, the fairy tale wedding, the fairy tale life, how everything goes, you know, every young lady dreams of certain things happening in place. But, you know, we do our thing. And some, you know, some of us do it in our 30s. But, you know,
I think I'm about to go back around. I'm about to go back around in the circle.
Yeah, because, you know, I ain't fully went there. So, I did about a quarter.
I did a half a whole phase. I did a quarter of a way. I did a half.
So, I'm going to go ahead.
You did a quarter. I did a half.
Swing that thing around, okay? I'm about to go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to just be...
Take it around town.
Okay, like SpongeBob.
I'm about to get around town. You don't know you better hit somebody.
Okay. So. No, I'm over that. I'm done that life.
Hung them shoes up.
Oh, but anyway. But listen.
No, you didn't.
So, Lori, sis, do your thing. Hopefully, mm-hmm. you're doing it very safely. Because you know they was talking about you was pregnant with Diddy Baby, child. But, you know, I'm glad that ain't happened. And hopefully, ain't no story behind that. But, you know, it's all good. Just do it. How you supposed to do it? You go out, you go get everything that you need, okay?
I just feel like, you know, it's now is her time to do it. It is. If she gonna do it, now's your time.
Right.
It is. And I mean, you had some good ones on your arm. I mean,
right. Like, I ain't mad at you.
I mean, Diddy for the money and who he is.
I'm about to say, because that's not good on
your
arm.
He's not, yeah.
That is sore eyes.
He's like the Hugh Hefner. Like, it's just the money and who he is. Like, his name is the power behind it.
Right.
It's not the, you know, the physical image.
It's a chimpanzee.
Who?
I can't.
She said that real bougie.
It's not,
right.
That's a chimpanzee.
I'm not going to, no, because you know they like to call us, you know they like to call us people of color, right. You know, primates and stuff.
I don't give a fuck what they used to call us. If that's what the fuck you look like, if you look like a chimpanzee, if you look like you part of the monkey family, then that's what it is.
Well, I don't think so.
It's some Caucasians out here too that look like fucking monkeys.
Listen,
they
show me
like
one.
They look like fucking light-skinned-ass gorillas out this bitch. White-ass polar bears. That's what it is. Polar bears.
This is why.
There you go.
This is my polar last bears. Episode.
She called polar bears. What? Okay.
No, you know, I'm about to be real rude.
Oh, here
I
you
apologize
go.
To all no, she of don't. The Caucasians.
No, she don't.
Who listen.
No, she don't.
But there's some of y'all that look like them hairless kitties. That's what they be looking like. Them hairless kitties.
The one like off of
Austin Powers.
That's all like.
I apologize. Not all of y'all look like that. For some of y'all,
they're probably listening. They're like, "Fuck you!" That's exactly, like fucking monkeys.
This is the last. Get them, girl. I listen to this
bullshit no more. These racist
not
bitches.
Not all of y'all.
They laughing right along with us.
Right? They're like, probably like, "Yeah, so
right."
I got a relative like, that look like a hairless kitty.
Okay. I used to look like that when I was a baby.
Cause Nana's sitting over there with no hair, and she looking just like
a hairless kitty,
petting a hairless kitty.
Okay. Yo, y'all are crazy.
I apologize.
No, she don't. It is what it is.
Right.
It is what it is.
I meant what I said.
Lori.
I still love y'all.
Keep doing your thing, Lori, okay? Just do it right. Hopefully,
just
you know.
Just be safe.
You doing
all,
it safe.
That's all.
Hopefully, you're not putting that soul snatcher.
She putting that soul snatcher on them.
She doing something.
She putting that soul snatcher on them. Because she done got some heavyweights.
She
getting heavyweights.
And it be real quick, too.
She ain't getting no, like, Instagram model kind of ninjas.
She probably get with them niggas. Probably dick little. Probably can't fuck right.
First of
probably
all, my uncle see baby daddy. His ain't.
Child, please. Probably whack.
She making me hot. She making me hot.
Mr. Still your girl.
Okay.
Oh, because you cute.
And he is. And the neighbors know his name.
In the bed. It might be something different.
I was already hot. She made me hotter. Okay?
Maybe not with Trigger. But anyhow, all them other ones, them old ass, and you got old ass Diddy and shit. He probably Diddy bopping all in the pussy.
I ain't gonna lie. Diddy does look like his dick is like the worst ever. It look like all bones. Like, he look like his stroke is like real fast.
He look like he got all bones. Like,
his stroke is like he dance. Guys. Like, take that. Like,
take that.
Like, that's how he look. Like, he really look like you that know shit what? Corny.
I understand where you coming from, but you know what? He probably one of them nasty.
He probably nasty as shit, but that's because his stroke is horrible.
He probably just
nasty. Ooh, you got a little dick.
He might got that, but he nasty. You know what I'm saying? You know how you like got the little nasty ones and nasty that be like, yeah, let me do it. Yeah.
I be like, yeah, just
lick
my
like,
butt.
Yeah, like lick my butt. All right, now kiss me. Like, he's nasty.
He probably is because he look like he got the doo-doo breath.
Mm-hmm. Probably be around there. He probably like being pegged to everything.
Yeah.
Diddy.
He probably freaky as shit. But I just think a Diddy, like, you ain't got no stroke game.
Bitch, you
But he stupid. Gotta be freaky as shit. You he gotta be freaky as shit because he ain't got no stroke.
Like, that's just like any guy who your pecker is small and you got fucking fun size peckers. You eat the hell out of some pussy. You know why? Because your pecker is small, so you can't peck nothing. Okay? You're not banging nothing. So you got to eat pussy really, really good. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, just like with anything in life, you know?
Exactly.
If you're not good at this, you're good at that.
Your pussy is what? But you give good head.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't give good head, but you know,
some of us out here that
I don't know. Shit.
All three of us had to take a sip on that one.
But anyway.
Right.
Lori, get them, girl.
Hey.
Okay.
Yo, Lori, peep game. Get all the dick that you want. Any nigga that you want, go ahead and get that dick, boo.
And make
get
sure
that dick
pain,
before you
boo.
27. Because then by the time you're 27, you know you're probably going to want to settle down and shit. You know what I mean? Probably want to have a baby. You know, maybe, because I don't give a fuck. But you know what I'm saying? But girl, get all the dick. It's too many dicks out here. So many. And get all the dick that you want. Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Yep. Yeah. Do that, Lord Harvey.
Yep.
Go, Lord Harvey.
Yup.
Mm-hmm. Do that.
Straight like that. But listen, so we're going to go ahead and go to another little current topic. Since we're going here talking about motherfuckers that, you know, might got some good pork swords. You know what I'm saying? Or might got some... not so good pork swords. Y'all dumb. But
I like beef
swords, whatever. Okay, wherever you like. Okay, you can have it
in. I hate it here.
But
beef
so why
dick so strong.
This dick young man, I believe that he probably he probably put it down. He probably put it down now. He probably put it way down. Okay, Mr. Plies himself, just
Busted
a tip.
Baby.
Okay, Mr. Busted Baby, Mr. Just a Tip. Okay, so I need all of our listeners, all of our viewers, whatever you're doing, I need you all to, you know, pay respects to Plies. Make sure y'all go to his Instagram, social media, whatever.
Yes.
Even if y'all just need to say a good little word for him, because you know... Big boy, them bird is gold teethuses. Them gold teethuses,
they gone.
They buried all in the dirt. Mm-hmm. He literally took them out, and he buried his gold teeth. And
he had a burial for him.
A whole service and everything for him.
Yup.
So y'all know it's something serious. You know them gold fronts been around for a long time.
Forever.
Miss Ply said he done ate some good pussy with them gold fronts, okay? Quote unquote. You know, and I'm sure he has, okay? So I can't believe he
ate a lot of sweet pussy.
Okay. Sweet pussy. Saturday. Okay. But listen, of course y'all know Ply's always on social media acting up.
I love me some Ply's. I love me some.
if you had
that one right there,
yeah, he's something. He's something.
That one right there, yeah, I would be like, so
he would be my friend with benefits. Like, we, I would have him for a friend with benefits.
Need to go to this corner real quick. I have a long conversation. Okay.
Woo. We're gonna talk about a few things.
Might make your head blow off. I'm just saying.
Woo. Okay. So yeah.
Just got Mr. me hot again. Jesus Christ, I gotta stop drinking.
Mr. Plies, he's out here, you know, now showing his pearly white.
Yes.
Cause he said he know like grown women like nice teeth.
Like nice teeth.
And we do.
Hey.
We do. So, let me see them nice teeth, Plies. Okay. Ching. Pearly whites.
Bust it, baby.
Okay. You really gonna bust it, baby. Okay.
Because that's the one.
Yep. You know he like them panties that see through. Okay. But anyway. Y'all got any more current topics?
Nope. I think that's it.
That's it.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
What
happened? Wrong answer.
What?
I must say something real quick. I gotta give a represent a little hooty-hoo out to my girl, Jasmine Sullivan. Listen, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Baby. Because last week, I forgot to mention you. But I ain't finna forget this time. That motherfucking album. That new album from top to bottom. Even the freaking skits. I'm all for it. I'm here. All for it, Jazz. Like, for real. So, our fellow Philadelphian, okay, Ms. Jazzy, okay, you did your thing with this new album because you was coming, you came back for everything that was old for you, for real.
And it's a quick listen.
It is.
So,
it's not anything you're going to be sitting there like,
when is this album going to end?
All these runs and right. All this features. Like,
it's a quick listen.
Yes, yes,
and it
yes.
gives you what you need.
Yes, especially for the ladies. It really gives you what you need. It hits, it's definitely going to hit like about 5 points in the heart.
Yeah.
It's really going to hit about 5 points in the heart because you're going to be like, oh, shit, yeah.
I forget what song it is, but I was like, okay, Jazz, you ain't got to talk about me like that.
Yo, I'm telling you, everything, you be like, damn, bitch,
you
yes.
ain't have to talk about me like
She that. Talking that shit, ladies. Okay, yeah. Man, y'all can listen to it too. Okay, right. Y'all gonna feel it.
Y'all need to listen to it to understand what the women is feeling right now,
and to also to see what y'all deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Because still, at the end of the day, y'all looking at some of these women that ain't trying to do nothing but get a payday. You know what I'm saying? You might see some of these women that is out here, you know, really fucked up and heartbroken, and they gonna break your fucking heart. You know, some of us just, you know. We just want the dick. That's it. As simple as that.
Can you drop the dick off, please?
That's it. Simple as that. So it's a listen for men and women.
Yeah.
Ladies, it's definitely going to hit the heart. Men, it's going light bulb. Okay. Jazz, you did your thing. This new album. I appreciate you. And thank you for not putting all these fucking features, because you know some people that come back with an album and they feature everybody. I appreciate
every
just a
song.
Few features on there. Everyone did they thing. The picks were awesome. Okay,
it's the song she got with Anderson .Paak, and I was like, yo, this is really good. Like,
yeah.
For one, I'm sleeping on Anderson .Paak myself. Like, I really feel like I need to give him, like, a real good listen. And I keep saying it. And every time I hear him on something, I'm like, I'm really, really, like...
Yeah. It's a few
like,
out there.
I'm just not, like, in it with him. And I need to be. Like, I need to be there with him. Because I like his... Everything that I've heard of his, I like it.
You like it, yeah.
So...
We might have to do a listen to 40 or something. Right. But, Jazzy... Thank you. I needed it. I was already tuning into a few songs. And my wifey was like, "Bitch, listen to this song." I said, "Girl, I'm on it. I already know. Yeah, that shit fire. Okay." And my baby was on it. All right. Hey, Ari. Okay. With your thick self. But anyway.
She thick.
For real.
She make me stutter.
Okay. For real, she made me stutter that day. I seen her. But anyway,
we seen her. We were like, "Damn,
yeah."
Okay.
Clinch. I was like, "Oh, this one right here." But anyway,
getting off,
Jazzy.
Off topic.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you for putting that album out. Yes, something for me to move, like, to groove to and listen and sing my little heart out. Okay. Oh. Time out. Mm-mm. I'm not tuning in to Keisha Cole or Ashanti because I'm sick of it. Y'all done postponed the daggone verses 5 times.
Lord knows what's going
to happen. And then all of a sudden y'all want to do it. I'm not tuning in.
But now I thought it was on. I don't even know what that is now.
Well, no, they canceled it.
I thought it was going to be on a weekday now.
Nah, I heard they had canceled all together because the issue was that they were trying to have it together, like the last few verses have been. Mm. But with COVID now going ham, they're like, no, we don't want to do it together. So now they're going to do it in two separate places again, like they did it.
They were doing it before.
Right. Like they were doing it for the first verses. Mm. Mm-hmm. So it's, Lord knows when this is going to happen. But yeah,
yeah, y'all listen.
Yeah.
I was here for it. I was with it. I was ready to have my little battle and everything. Y'all, it's going to be on Thursday, January 21st.
Okay.
And final date. Yeah. It's going to happen at 8 o'clock.
I apologize. The last thing I heard, that it was canceled again.
They said rain, sleet, snow, hail. Yeah. It's a go. Whatever's going, it's going to happen. But listen, I'm not tuning in, even though I love me some Keisha Cole and Ashanti. Because Ashanti is my boo. Okay. But y'all done hype me up so much now. I can't.
I was just about to start singing that.
Come and hype me up. Come in,
I'm not even anticipating on no more. Like, I'm over it. I already know what y'all got. I already know y'all got y'all good songs. And you know, I already have my verses by myself.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
On to the next. And we'll see you guys in a few minutes.
This episode is sponsored by Nature's Treat, LLC, a premium 100% natural and pesticide-free CBD company. Nature's Treat was founded by two young Black entrepreneurs, Ryan and Lance, who want to help soothe your soul and help manage the stressful rigors of daily life. If you are looking for lasting energy and concentration, a creativity boost, or looking to relax after a long day or workout, CBD and Nature's Treat can help with that. Check out naturestreatllc.com and use code GETEMCBD, that's GETTEMCBD, to receive 10% off Nature's Treat premium CBD flower and experience the wonders of CBD in your life.
So, we back. We had to take a little pause for the cause. Of course, y'all know how we do. Get it all together. Wet our little whistles and stuff. Because, you know, get a little cotton mouth talking to y'all.
Yep.
But it's all good, though. We love talking to y'all, okay? And we would love to talk about some of y'all businesses. You know, some of your products that you got out there. Whatever the case may be. I mean, if you are new up and coming entrepreneur, you are a company, brand, whatever. If you want to get your name out there, if you want to get some money rolling in, let us help you. You help us, and we help you. All right? Just holler at the Get 'Em Girl crew. We will definitely love to talk to anyone out there that has any interest in doing any type of advertisement. You know what I'm saying? We could put you on a podcast. We can advertise you through our social media, whatever the case may be. We can get you on and let's get this bread together. You know what I'm saying?
Get this shmoney.
Okay. But Auntie Who. So we're going to go ahead, jump into the topic. And we're going to go ahead and talk about some good shit. As we always do. We always talk about some good shit.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to really be talking about living confident. And what we mean by that is basically the highs and the lows of adulting. Who fucking likes to adult? Half the time I do, and half the time I love it. but sometimes it's down. It's a downer. You know, like, damn, I just want to be a Toys R Us kid all over again. Yeah. Please and thank you put me back in this sack so I can do this all over again. We I'd appreciate
the
it.
Of the sack.
Okay, because she want to be over there with her camo hat on and stuff.
Put me in the bottom of the sack.
She said put me in the bottom. I want to be like the last pick. Okay? But anyway, so we're going to be talking about adulting, the highs and lows of that. Let's just start off. I don't know. What we gonna start off with, y'all? Let's start off with, what are some things that we wish we would have known about adulting? Like, we wish we would have known as, like, younger, growing up, about adulting, that we ended up kind of just falling into it, not really knowing it, kind of just stepping into that whole of
credit adult. And bills.
Ooh.
Like, sis. I say all the time, like, I wish it was a course.
That's the one.
And class.
That's it right there.
That taught you that growing up, like, how important your credit would be. But then again, I don't think anybody realized, like, how important your credit is now.
No, you know what it is? But, is that, unfortunately, in African-American communities, we don't know.
There you go.
The importance of credit.
Right. There you go.
We don't.
And the job that I do, like, I tell people all the time, like, you know, I even try to teach my kids, like, about credit. Like, it's important. Mm-hmm. Don't be going out here getting this. Like, I wish somebody would have told me, going out here getting cell phones and pages and all types of dumb shit. And also, when I say bills, I'm talking about as far as when you lease and you go out here and you get an apartment, or you out here and you renting. Make sure you read these motherfucking lease. You're 19 years old. You only make $9 an hour. How the fuck are you going to pay $1,200? Shame on you, landlord. Because right. What the fuck wrong with you? How are you going to afford that?
First, shame on you.
Right. That's the first shame on you. But then you being that young, just wanting your own place, not even understanding when you're not able to, and then you lose this place, you're responsible for that whole entire lease. You're responsible for all of that, whatever damages is in there. You're responsible for all that money. Then guess what? You don't pay it, hit your credit. You know what I'm saying? Then guess what happens after that? You try to go get a new crib, and guess what? You can't, because now you got to pay the $10,000 that you done fucked up with when you was 19. Now you done married, got a kid and shit. Now you want a house 5 years later, and you can't.
You know what I'm saying? Take another five years to get that situated.
I'm just saying, younger, like, as growing up, I wish they would have told us that shit then, instead of learning that shit now. Because I'm trying to tell you, all them stupid ass cell phones and pagers I got.
And, like, to even, like, just jump off of you a little bit, because, you know, like, my parents, with both my parents in the household working and everything, of course, the one thing that I'm sure we've all was told, okay, with our parents, loved ones, people close to us, whomever, don't do this, don't do that. But it was never really the importance of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it was never anything in depth. It was just like, don't you go out and spend all your money.
Right.
Why?
Why not?
Why not? I got it. Why not? I can't do what? Oh. Okay, well, I'm about to go ahead and get on this T-Mobile family planning. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm about to go ahead and put this $500-$600 down for this phone. Mm. I mean, you know, it was things that we just...
That good for that shit.
Because it was just things that we just did.
$700 down on the phone.
Like, what? That was
like, I'm going to get it back in a year.
That was But, you know, that was just things that we didn't know.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we know not to spend all of our money.
Right.
But what is... Right. It's more into it. So, definitely finances. Finances, I wish it was just something to actually, like, we just, as a family, it was something that was given to us. You know, it was just in black and white. Growing up as little people, you know what I mean? Because once you make it something that's set in stone or a core value in the family, then your kids, whomever's around, is going to learn those same steps to see the importance of money, credit, whatever, your finances. Everybody, you know, it's going to be looked at differently.
I'm going to
I feel you on that one.
To a point of, like, finances, because that's mine too. Mm-hmm. Like, finances, right? So... I'm going to take it to a few points, actually. So, first thing is, I took accounting in high school. Mm-hmm. And even with me taking accounting, like, I knew what assets were. I knew what liabilities were. Right. I knew all of that, like, in cash, what that meant. But I didn't know what it meant at the same time.
Absolutely.
Because in accounting, they teach you how to... Okay, this is this and this.
Do just that, accounting.
To do the accounting, but it doesn't show you, like, okay, if you got a $500 paycheck, what does that really look like? As far as, like, like you said, rent, as far as a phone, as far as a car note, as far as car insurance. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't explain that.
Right, yeah.
So, I definitely think that there needs to be a class in not only credit, but budgeting and cash management.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they don't teach that. Mm-hmm. Because, like you said, like, you know, we learned about don't spend up all your money.
But you see it, you want it, you buy it.
You buy it.
Right.
When you're a kid, you don't get it.
Y'all want to go to McDonald's? Sure. We going to McDonald's. What? 5 days a week.
First
off, going to McDonald's.
You get your paycheck on Friday. You broke by Saturday.
Honey. Baby.
Sunday morning.
And you still got two weeks to live off of the $3 you got in your account. Because you don't understand that cash management.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, that's what I wish that I would have learned, like, it, when it comes to finances. And secondly, when it comes to, unfortunately, us as people of color, we got a disadvantage in a huge, huge way. Because, you know, our Caucasian counterparts, they know to save for, like, it's common for them to have $100,000 to put down on the house. That's just common.
Or if they don't, they have family, you know, the family.
They got the family them that'll
be
help
able
them
to do that.
Or right.
The credit to do.
Or the credit.
Or the credit.
Because Lord knows. If you file your credit 500 versus somebody that's in the 700s, your percentage is going to be a whole lot higher.
Whole lot higher.
Okay.
With this score of 700, 800.
We're talking about you getting a 94 Taurus for $20,000 for with your fucking 500 credit score versus somebody getting a 95 Taurus for only $1,000 because they got that motherfucking 700 credit score. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the big ass difference.
Easy peasy. Like, paying something off within 13 months.
Right.
Versus 24 months.
Like, right. Versus 10 years.
Right.
Crazy.
And that's
like,
even,
honestly. Right. And that's something I'm still learning as an adult. That's something I'm still learning because, like, it wasn't something that was taught.
Right.
And, you know, my parents didn't teach me this. You know, Val ain't have the best accounting skills. And my dad didn't either. So neither one of them were the ones to show me this. And it's, like, because, unfortunately, like, we hold finances as such a taboo subject with our community when it needs to be a subject we talk about on a regular basis so that people can truly understand what it means. Like, what it means when I tell you I can't get that candy bar. Mm-hmm. What that really means. Mm-hmm. Like, that candy bar can be the difference for me overdrafting my account and I got to pay an extra $30-something.
Mm. Right. For a king size candy bar.
Okay. For a candy bar.
I just had to take the church, y'all.
Like, real shit.
Felt that in my tube.
Like, but you know, children don't understand that. As an adult, yeah, I know that shit. Right. But like, as a child, I didn't get it. Like,
yep.
You know, it's like, you know, as a child, you think right. Money grows on trees.
Mm. I know,
like,
I'm about to get paid next week. I'll be good. I'll pay.
When I had my own job, my money was gone.
Good.
It was gone. Yep. And then when I had to pay my cell phone bill. Okay, well, I know I got to pay my cell phone bill. Then I got to pay the next bill. Oh, well, I know I got to pay the cell phone bill plus the next bill. You know, but it still wasn't really taught.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that was. Like, that's the big thing where we are failing our children in our community, unfortunately. Because we're not teaching them about what this truly means. If I make $1,000 every 2 weeks, the rent is $900, the gas is $300, the electric is $200, the cable is like, we're not showing that.
Speaking of cable, fuck you, Xfinity.
Amen. But
And so definitely them finances, that's something I wish that I knew then that I know now.
Four of them classes in school, they need
hell yeah.
budgeting, they need credit, they need cash management, and then accounting.
Mm-hmm. Accounting is just so easy. It's just
accounting that, is because it's just like that, plus and minus.
It's just it's the blanket that's right. covering everything.
Accounting and cash management together.
I mean, you could.
We'll say three.
Yeah, we'll say three.
Because accounting has so many, it has so many outlets.
Exactly.
Right.
Because you're still dealing with your cash. You're still trying to figure out with your budgeting. You can't even.
Exactly. So,
you're right.
Yeah. And to also go with it, I'm sure it ties into finances. Like, for me, I wish my parents... Okay, my parents, okay? I'm calling y'all out right now, okay?
Ooh.
No, I'm just kidding. I wish y'all told me how y'all actually did it. Because I swore, like, my parents, they had, you know, we was always able to have. And, you know, they had just regular, smuggler jobs, you know, decent jobs. But, you know, I felt like I was royalty, you know, to the extent. Because, you know, I was able to stay fly, had this, had that. So, I wish they would tell me, like, how they actually did that. Right. You know what I'm saying? Which ties into finances. Like, how did y'all actually do this? Because I really feel like if y'all wasn't selling ass or selling coke or drugs, like, what the fuck was y'all doing? Because y'all couldn't have just been behind no fucking desk or in a fucking warehouse. Because there's no way possible. Because how the fuck did you do it? Because there's no way.
What you saying that is crazy because, like, you know, I'm gonna talk about my mom. Because my mom was the one who really took care of me.
Mm.
So my mom was a traveling cosmetologist, which I've mentioned before. And me and my sister could count up. Like, she did this many heads. This is, okay, she's doing this to their head. This is how much money she's going to have. We could count her money up, like, 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. Okay, you got $100 today. So, that means you can, you know, buy us this and buy us that. But we never understood. She may be making that $100 because the gas bill need to be paid. Like, we
value
just
of that honey.
Right. We always just thought of it as, oh, you made $100, so that means we can eat wherever we want to eat at, or we going shopping tomorrow, or you know, this, that, and this, that, a third, not realizing that $100 was going towards the bill.
Right.
Or like we didn't get it. Like, we could count up the money, but we never knew, like, this is where this money was going towards this bill, or this money was going towards this, or this money was going towards that, or we got to buy you new shoes because you growing. So this money is really going towards shoes. It ain't going towards us.
What you want.
Us having fun with it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I didn't get it. So it's funny that you say that, because when you like, how did y'all do it? Because that's the same thing. I'm like,
yeah, but you think about it now, it's like, how the fuck did y'all do that? It was three of us.
The other thing,
like,
I didn't realize I was poor until I went to college. Like, I thought that I was just average. You know what I mean?
Right.
I didn't realize, like, how poor the fuck we was until I went to college. And these girls is, like, easily rocking designer clothes. And I'm like, I gotta work. I have to work, for one.
I've been working since
15. I've been working since 14. I had to work 15. And go to college. Like, I just didn't get it. Like,
it wasn't there for us to actually get.
You know, it was so many, and I think I've been thinking about this a lot lately, but it was so many sacrifices my mom made. And I'm like, she made it look so fucking easy.
So easy. You and I didn't know
like how crazy this shit was.
Yep.
Like, how it was like for me to go away to school was $1,000 a month. And she wasn't making no money.
She was getting it though.
Mm-hmm. Like, so yep. it was like, yo, like, I didn't get it. Like, I did not get it.
Yep.
And I'm like, yo, like, and that's the thing. Like, I wish that we, like, would have those honest conversations. Because, like, yeah, I may not get it, but then at the same time, I'm still, like, hearing what you're saying. Like,
but you know how our parents are.
Proud.
Stay in a child's place. Don't worry about what no adult business is, okay? Stay in a child's place. Worry about children business, okay?
Yo, you saying that. I remember.
I'm sure that's what we would have been told.
When I was in, when I was away at Howard, and my mom was like, go out in the lobby. I'm talking to the man about what we about to set up when it comes to your school. Like, I wasn't in that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know what agreement they had
Right.
I didn't know none of that.
Mm-hmm. Val was selling ass. She was going
to look. Okay.
Man, pussy. Okay, sweet pussy Sadie. Okay.
It is what it is. Was she, whatever she was doing, she was doing.
Okay. Okay. She was in school. Okay. Hey. Okay.
No, but like I didn't get it. Like, I didn't get what was necessary because I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know that my mom like had to set something up, you know, a financial payment system or nothing.
Had to get on
the plane. I had to go in the lobby.
Right. Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know what was really entailed. And like you said, it was stay in a child's place. Like, grown folks was talking.
That's it. You know better. All right, I'm leaving. Bye. Like, right. That's it. And you just...
Deuces.
You just dealt with it like that. You dealt with it accordingly. You know what I'm saying? Damn, something just flew in my head and flew out. Is there anything else that, like, we wish we would have known as children or growing up? That we know in adulthood now. I wish I really would have known how expensive fucking kids are. I really wish I would have known how being in relationships is a fucking headache. You think that shit is cute and it's not. It's not. Okay? It's not cute. Not at all.
Wow.
Okay? No, it's not cute. It's fun, but it's not cute. And then after a while, the fun is over.
Right.
Like, it's overrated. Okay? Shit's overrated. Okay? But listen, like, I wish I would have known. Wish somebody would have told me. I don't know. It's just things that, you know, we just see. We see on TV. We see in the storybooks. You know, we wish things are going to be. And society puts these things out. And this is how it's going to be. And what's that? And it's not really reality.
I wish someone would have told me, like you said, relationships, but like not even relationships, but like, don't focus on these niggas.
Like a true game. Like, you know, you might get little bits and pieces of a game, like from aunties and uncles and brothers and cousins and
don't
shit.
Don't do it.
Give me the game. I wish I had me like a Uncle Don Juan, like that was smacking. I wish I had me a Don Juan uncle or auntie that would really show me shit. And I'd be like, damn, it's like that. Like, yeah.
Like
you got
real
to show,
shit. Don't.
You got to show who boss. Okay?
Like, that's why I'm all about Lori Harvey and switching these niggas up. Because let me tell you, like, don't waste your fucking 20s on these niggas.
I'm trying to tell you.
Like, don't
so
waste
much dick out
your
here.
20s dick. On these niggas.
Yeah,
so like, don't dick. Try to... Put yourself
on one dick.
On one dick. Because best believe they're not putting that one dick
on that
towards
one
your
coochie.
One pussy.
Nah, they got
your
coochie.
Coochie. Sorry. That coochie. I
hate that word. But that's what they got.
But that's what they got.
I know.
But like in your 20s, like real shit, like have your fun.
Word yeah. Up.
Real shit, like have your fun. That's why I'm like, I ain't mad at Lori.
Can't be mad. And
have
listen,
your fun.
And guess what?
Because I wish I would have had a lot more fun.
Okay.
And I had a good amount.
Okay.
And I still wish I would have had more.
And listen, I'm going to put this on here too, okay? Because I'm about to drop this gem on y'all, okay? So for any of y'all out here listening, I need y'all to listen up. Clear your ears, everything. Okay? Even bring your little daughters and bring your daughters in the room.
Bring your daughters, your nieces, your cousins, all of them.
Because this is one thing I wish somebody would have told me. I wish somebody would have told me to have these motherfuckers pay for my motherfucking time. So either way, okay, regardless if I had a good time or a bad time, I was getting compensated
for my time.
For my time. Because my time is valuable. So regardless if, excuse me, so regardless if I, if you wasted my time, I still was compensated for it.
Okay? I don't speak Dutch.
And I ain't... And I ain't talking about just taking me out, whatever. No. First, I need to be compensated for time. Then after that, whatever comes. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of motherfuckers out here just giving away free time. No. If you value yourself, you value your time, okay? Your time and your efforts, okay? Because at the end of the day, we all had that time. Where we was either driving back home, walking to the Scepter, going to the L, catching that cab, waiting for your girlfriend to come pick you up. You in the car with your girlfriend like, bitch, I just wasted my time. Like,
that's
it. I don't know why the fuck I just did that.
Lord.
Now, we could have also had that same conversation, okay? But like, bitch, I'm $200 richer. Okay. Bitch, I'm $500 richer. Listen, y'all, we got to smarten up. Open and the people, market up, okay?
People are going to talk about, like, oh, well, y'all hoes. Let me tell you how I learned that niggas going to pay her thing.
Okay.
Guess what? Like, real shit, if they want your time, they going to pay
for it.
They
pay for your time, period.
And if you set that you don't want to be paid for it, they will not pay for it.
Exactly.
So
why am I going to pay when I can get it for free?
Your price high.
That's it. Because at the end of the day.
Real shit.
Know your worth.
Real
baby.
Shit. Know your worth.
Period.
Like real shit.
Period. Because we all out here, we always hustling. Sorry, y'all. As women, we are always hustling. Yes, we came. We were put on this earth to hustle. We hustle the shit out of everything we need. Regardless if we wifed up. Being married, okay, whatever. Start in the day in that household with that husband.
Yep.
We still gotta hustle our husband to get what we want.
Exactly.
We still gotta say, oh, baby, I remember that 5-star restaurant that I really wanna go to.
And what you gonna do?
Oh, right. What you gonna do? So I gotta twirl that ass in a circle, okay? Put that blonde wig on and twirl my ass in a circle.
I gotta be a mermaid.
Okay. I gotta do all this extra shit, okay?
Just gotta to put my Khaleesi wig on.
Oh, just man. To go to this 5-star restaurant. Like, that's what we was on here to do. So, at the end of the day, when you calling somebody, like, a trick, a hoe, guess we always... I'm a hustler. Period.
For one, ninjas do that to make you feel bad for asking them for money.
Exactly.
That's something else I learned being a fucking adult. That's something else.
That guilt.
Them don't ninjas will make you me. Feel bad. Like, yeah, that other girl, she wanted me to spend $1,000 on her. Oh, my God. How dare she make you spend $1,000 and he taking you to Applebee's for the 2 for $20. Bitch, if that other one was asking for $1,000, you need to be asking for $3.
Okay, even look, 2. It don't even matter.
You need to be
name
asking
your price.
For right.
Name your price. Okay? Cause
like, don't fall for the dumb shit.
Don't fall for it. Now,
don't
I wish.
Fall for it.
Wow! I wish.
Do not.
No.
Because these ninjas is slick.
Ninjas, females,
all of
whatever.
Them. And best believe.
Whatever.
So here's the thing. Lord, I am about to start preaching. I am about to start preaching.
Get your hymn and get your fans.
Get your fans out because I'm about to start preaching. And if y'all want to leave us a tip, go to our page.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. So here's the thing is that if a person really wants to spend time with you, they will give you whatever the fuck you ask for.
All right.
Word.
Real shit.
They will give you whatever the fuck you ask for.
Yep.
If you say, babe, you know, I really want them new Christian Louboutins, what size you wear? Mm-hmm. That should be the answer.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? You be like, oh, nah, babe, nah. You know what? They $1,500. It's all right. It's cool. Guess what?
They should be in the mail. They should be expressed to you.
Them $1,500 shoes is going to be given to somebody else. They're going to be like, oh, boo, you like these? Mm-hmm. Ain't they cute? I thought they would look nice on you.
Right, though.
And you be mad that sis, you know, got the Jones on that you wanted. But you decided to step back and say, nah, I'm good. It's okay. Listen, put your pride to the side, ladies, and do what you gotta do.
Do what the fuck you gotta do.
That's it.
And then, if they don't want to live up to your standard, they are not worth it. Do not chase after these niggas who do not want to give you what you are worth and what you expect.
Know your worth, baby.
That's it.
Because a lot of us do it. We downgrade to match these ninjas. And don't do it. Because I have learned.
We've done it. We've been there. We've done that.
I have been there. I have done that. That's why I'm a broke-ass bitch now. Because I should have been asking for more. Real shit.
She just wanted them damn Red Lobster biscuits, chow, and that damn salad.
That's all I wanted. You couldn't tell me Red Lobster wasn't the shit. You couldn't tell me nothing.
Couldn't tell me that Red Lobster.
Tell me Red Lobster wasn't the shit until I had Ocean Prime.
Then I said, "Bitch, what? What have I been missing?
The Red Lobster this whole time?
You got shit.
I heard I had Ocean Prime.
Okay,
bitch. But real shit. Like if you say I don't date nobody who can't take me to Ocean Prime, to Del Frisco's, to Chima's.
Okay. We're going to make it a little easier on y'all. Bonefish.
Okay. Bonefish. Bonefish, the cheapest thing I'm doing nowadays. Don't take.
Don't you come over here with that bullshit.
Don't you come over here offering me no Red Lobster biscuits.
Okay.
Red Lobster? Ew.
Ooh, I can get them from Walmart.
Okay, you can make my own biscuits.
Make my own fucking biscuits.
They made from the freezer. They got them out the freezer.
I'm telling you, like, I feel like us as women, we always downplay this shit. And, like, for what? Like I said,
it's society and it's put out.
If these ninjas really fucking want you, they will do what they need to do to get you.
I wish my mama told me that. I wish my mama told me that.
Okay.
I've literally just learned that in my 30s. Like,
I wish my mama told me that.
I have to ask for exactly what I want. And either people will be able to do it or they won't.
Are they able? Either they gonna do it or they're not.
That's it. Close they mouth really
don't
are.
Get fed. We ain't gonna say able. It's either they're gonna do it or they're not. If you're not able to, then you're gonna be real and be like, you know, but I can't. Then
but
I know that you broke.
You right? Like right. It ain't nothing you could do. Because if I can, like, that's always been my thing. If I can go to Red Lobster, to Applebee's, to Olive Garden, to Ocean Prime, to any of these places with my homegirls or my family, then you gotta at least be able to
match that plus.
10.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That plus. Like, you can't take it down any lower. You can't tell me you about to take me to no diner.
Unless
we're
drunk.
A diner?
Unless we drunk and we getting breakfast. I'm all for this shit.
But we needed to have a good fucking night before that.
That's what I'm saying. But that's right. What I'm saying.
Like, that's
drunk.
Right. It's got to be a good fucking night
breakfast.
Before breakfast. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean?
Let's be traveling back home.
Right.
And we're going to stop at the diner.
Stop at the diner to get something to eat. Yeah. But not like, oh, we're going to meet at the diner and we're going to have dinner.
Oh, what? Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's talking that shit. Okay, because we don't have no time for that, but I wish somebody would have told me.
Wish they would have, yes.
Wish someone would have told me. But, you know, it is what it is. Because, you know, once we hit that adulting stage, you locked in.
Yeah.
Forever. So that's why, you know, we be out here saying, listen, baby girl, baby boy, hold off. wear a condom. Stay safe. What you really want. You don't want the itchy scratches. You don't want to be tied into this dirty person, right. This broke person, and for the rest of your life. Y'all really don't understand. And you know,
Operations Joe going through it. If y'all not watching the YouTube, y'all need to be watching this YouTube right now. She's going through it right now.
But just to, like, I'm going to just put this in here real quick, and then we'll just go back on with the topic. But, like, the whole, like, 16 and pregnant shit, I was really irked. Like, I'm really irked about it now. Like, before, I'm like, damn, why is this shit still on?
Because now it's a teenager y'all, pregnant.
Yeah, it's like, why are we... Now we're, of course, at the end of every episode, they always talk, every time they take a break, they were talking about, okay, how can you have safe sex and blah, 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 and preventing
fine the teen pregnancy.
Yes, because you have these young ladies that are like, damn, I can still be on Teen Mom.
Bitch, I don't think it's glorifying it, though.
And, you know,
it ain't nothing I done seen on 16 and pregnant that is cute.
Well, no, because they motherfuckers is looking at these other ones that have been on here for 10 plus years.
Well, that's the Teen Mom OG.
Right, but still, they were from 16 and pregnant.
Like, they still the Teen Mom. Like,
regardless, they still...
I don't think they should have been on... As long as they have. I kind of agree. I don't think they should be...
They should be on
that long. Like, it should have been, like, 5 years, and that be the max.
Because
now they're, like... two divorces and 3 babies.
I was about to say, because now y'all at this point, y'all
got
it's so okay.
Y'all is grown. Y'all ain't teen moms no more. Yeah. Like, y'all is grown. Y'all like 30.
And I mean, like they had, had a source of
close to help. It though.
They had a source of help. Child, you know some of them child grew up with them kids.
Yeah.
I feel like they're my nephews and my nieces, child.
Real shit. I'm telling the truth. Yeah. They like 30.
I'm gonna have to look into this.
Right. Because them kids about 11, 12.
Yeah.
Like, I feel...
What?
Yeah. Yes. Them first
batch is like 11, 12.
With Macy and all
with
that?
Yes.
Bentley and shit?
Yes.
Yep. And Amber?
Yes.
And Chelsea?
Yes. But listen, so like, I feel like it was just that
in double digits.
It's that source of what is not shown, you know. So yeah. They had that source of a little bit of pillow, a little bit of blanket that they was able to get from, you know, doing that and being on the screen versus what's really reality.
People because don't have, and I think about we Chelsea. Have
some people out here stealing to feed their babies, baby, you know. Mm. You know, of course, we do see some of the relationships going to shit, you know, but you don't really see the real hardcore shit. Because
you
of
don't
it.
See like that. Some of their parents actually have like a good amount of money. Mm. Like, because I feel like Chelsea's dad
is well off.
Is well off.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Macy's parent not no. No Ryan's parents
well
are well off.
Yeah,
so like that's what you don't
they had that
see.
Pillow they still had
it's
that
not
pillow.
These girls in the projects that's living like that,
okay, not these privileged thugs out here, you know what I'm saying, because even some of them gotta go through it, you know,
and that's what I'm saying, like they don't they like so
yeah it's I just it's like not shown, so
it's not I feel like Teen Mom OG is more of an issue than 16 and pregnant.
Yeah, and I mean,
because 16 and pregnant, I was older, mm-hmm. And I was like, y'all bitches let me know I don't want to have no kids.
You stupid.
And I ain't 16.
You stupid.
But real shit, like,
but
I was
no,
just like,
yeah,
nah.
And it's like, no, but after that, it's like, okay, season after season after season, now we OGs, now it's Teen Mom 2, now it's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know.
That is catfish.
You stupid.
Catfish.
And so,
Lord.
You know, it's crazy. And I don't understand how y'all still getting catfished in 2021. I don't get it. But anyway, move it on. I just don't get it. I was watching some catfish the other day, though. I was watching the catfish episode the other day. I just can't get it. I don't know. It's just me. I'm not that desperate. But anyway, so listen, y'all. What are some painful truths about adulting?
I think we just went through
I
all
think
that
we
shit.
Just hit the
We just really hit yeah. on
like,
the nose.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. A lot that we've
it's
covered.
A lot of responsibility.
Period.
Right. Period.
Like, period. Doesn't matter what you want to
think,
do.
Like, I wish someone would have told me, like, you don't want this life.
You don't want this.
You don't want this adult this life. This
is called cocaine, do we?
You don't want this. Now, for real.
Give me some.
That was my dumb ass. I couldn't wait this. To be 18 and be like, I'm grown.
I'm grown. Boy, we can't wait to say that I'm grown phrase. Sit your ass back down. Go ahead, lay down somewhere. Go ahead, stay underneath your parents' roof. Now you better go ahead, sit down. Okay, woo! You better go ahead. Let mommy and daddy go ahead, take care of you a little bit more.
Right now, I wish I was a Toys R Us kid right now okay. at 36.
I say all the time.
More Toys R Us.
I don't want to be a. I don't want to be adult anymore. Okay.
No.
So, those are painful truths. Okay.
That's growing number one.
You know. Okay. Wait. I
what?
I got a painful truth.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
This shit's been bothering the fuck out of me, right?
Okay.
So, I still try and figure out. I just can't figure out how the fuck I collected damn near $1 million in 2020 for someone else's company, my own two businesses, nor my motherfucking paycheck ain't come nowhere near a fucking $1 million. This is my thing. This is slave shit vibes, okay?
This painful shit truths.
Is so crazy to me. I legit, since January 1st, since I finished and looked at my number, I've been like, yo, how the fuck did I collect someone else damn near $1 million for their company, and we have our own, two of them, and my paycheck nor neither one of those businesses made anywhere fucking near $1 million. I ain't even seen nowhere near $1 million in 2020.
You reaping better benefits from the ones that you ain't see it from than the ones that you gave it to.
That's what I'm about to say. So, to piggyback off of what she said.
Oh, my. Crazy.
God.
Put your energy and your effort into your own shit.
Don't
put your energy and effort into making somebody else rich. That's what she was saying.
Exactly.
Basically.
Like, slave shit vibe.
We all have a talent.
Like,
focus on your talent and capitalize off of that.
And I think that now like with this generation, that's kind of what they're trying to do more. Because like when we were growing up and our parents were growing up, it was go get a job, get a career, work that job for 30 years, retire from that job, and that's it. Like that's what you do. Fuck you being creative. Mm-hmm. Fuck you being an artist.
You being an entrepreneur.
Fuck you being an entrepreneur.
That shit don't work. You don't pay no bills.
You pay your bills and that's it. Nowadays, you making that money, you ain't even got enough money to pay your fucking bills. You ain't got enough money to buy no house. You ain't got enough money to get no car.
Okay.
So
motherfuckers is legit living paycheck to paycheck. Like it's
and right now, life. It's a lot of people who ain't got no fucking paychecks.
And listen, I do collections. So I hear all day long, especially with everything going, like everybody, I get it. I'm like, listen, I understand it's a pandemic. You don't got the money because guess what? I ain't got $70,000 the fuck either to give up. So I completely understand. My $200 balances, you're right. I ain't got $200 to give you. You're right. I don't have that kind of money either. Especially with everything going on now. And it's so crazy that, listen, you're creative. You have your own shit going. At this point in 2021, start doing shit for you.
Mm-hmm.
Be your own boss. That's the goal for 2021.
Okay.
Be your own boss. Like,
believe in you.
I got another one. Go ahead. Like, I got another one.
Yeah, believe in you. Be your own boss. Like, don't be sitting up here working for somebody else and getting somebody else all this money and you sitting up here still miserable, not liking what you do at all. Be happy in what you do in 21. Be yourself. Be real with yourself and just bust that move and take that leap of faith. That talk was for me.
Yeah, bust that thing open. Guess what? Before I let social media join take this, listen, I'm just going to say it and that's it. Say no. Say no.
It's okay to say no.
Because that's right now, you know, that's a that's a painful truth about adulting, okay? You can't be yes man. saying no gets you far in life. Yep. Okay? Hearing no gets you far in life. No is your best friend. All right? Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
What I was going to say is, like, believe in your dreams. So this is kind of piggyback off of the Operation Jones because, like, when I was little, my mom crushed my dreams. She did. And I'm, like, so pissed because if I would have listened to that little girl versus my mom, like, I would have been did what I was destined to do. Because, like, when I was young, my plan was to become a cosmetologist, but also have my own fashion line, right? So, I've seen the movie Baps, if y'all know the movie Baps or whatever. Okay. A lot of people do.
Rest in peace, boo.
Right, rest in peace. Booyah.
Okay.
But that was my thing. Like, I wanted to have a boutique on one side and a hair salon on the other side or opposite. Like, that's what I wanted to do. That was going to be my shit. Right? Went to my mom. I was so hyped, so excited. It's like, Mom, I know what I want to do when I grow up. She was like, okay, what you want to do? I want to be a cosmetologist, and I want to have my own fashion line. She was like, no. Just like that. No. And now, as I'm older, I'm like, if I would have did what the fuck I said I was going to do, do you know I would be so advanced at this point.
Hell yeah.
If I would have did what I said I was going to do originally. Like, her thing was, I was too smart, quote unquote. Mm. Not saying that people aren't smart that go to cosmetology school or nothing like that, but she just felt as though I needed to be a lawyer or a doctor or an engineer or something like that. Like, that
should have been.
Right. That's what she felt I should have been.
Because at this point in my life, I swear I should have been a lawyer.
Real shit.
A lawyer.
I'm trying to be a lawyer.
Real shit. But that's what she saw my path being. And the reason why I said believe in your dreams is because your parents' dream for you could be completely different from what your dream is for you and for what your true path is. Mm-hmm. And they don't see it. Like, other people do not see your dreams. Only you see them. And that's why they're your dreams. That's why God gave them to you. They didn't give them to your parents. They didn't give them to your friends. They didn't give them to your family. They gave them to you. So that's one thing that, like, is a truth in a being an adult is that you learn it ain't what everybody else want. Mm-hmm. It's what you want. And that's what's going to, at the end of the day, make you happy.
Yeah, and I think that comes, too, with a lot of, like, traditional style families. Doesn't matter what race, doesn't matter where you come from. I just believe that that's just tradition. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Traditionally, parents, they don't want you to go out there. It's like you see a lot of this stuff on with some singers. They do little biographies and stuff like that. No, oh, Whitney Houston was told that, no, being a singer ain't gonna get you nowhere, whatever. You keep on doing this. No, okay, what? Biggest recording selling artist, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. God rest her soul. But, you know, we have these certain things in place because you got to think, we, especially if we get shot down when we're younger, mm-hmm. the people that shot us down, we probably valued them in yep. some aspect.
Yep.
So it's like, damn, all right, you know, they hurt my feelings. So, all right, maybe that's not really what I want. Maybe, you know, I'm listening to my parents, I'm listening to a friend, whomever. So as we value those people, and now we're seeing like, you know what? Only if I took that step,
yeah,
initially to go here, to go there, or to actually push back for what I wanted, or you know, none of us want to be disowned or, you know, disowned by family or anything like that. We don't want to make anybody mad. We don't want to make anybody upset. A lot of us tiptoe around, but then you have some of those savages that have always been savages, and they're CEOs still here to this point. You know what I mean? They've started out younger, or as they've gotten older, that word no did not stop them. They continue to keep on doing whatever they have to do. And it's just something that's, I think it's just embedded in us. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a generational thing. It's a yep. generational curse, you know, where some things, sometimes we be selling hopes and dreams. Sometimes it's hope and dreams, okay? But when you actually see something there that your child, family member, whomever has, and you see the bigger picture, you believe in them. You support them. Because, you know, a lot of the entrepreneurs, they don't have support from family members. They have support from everyone else other than, you know, family. Uh-huh. So, definitely with you. I think we all could probably say to some point, you know, we were let down by somebody close, right. somebody that we love, and we kind of listen to them, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
So, but now, right now, we recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
it's painful. I'll pay Val no attention.
It's painful, but you know, we got to do what we have to do. You know, it's painful to say, okay, I'm going to run over your tools, but we're going to be all right in the end. Like, yeah. Let me get your toes fixed later. It's all good. And that's where we're all at now. You know, these Johns, we've been riding for a very long time. So we know what it is. All right. We know what it is to hustle. We know what it is to, we know what it is with tears. Okay. Ooh. Holding back tears, fighting tears, letting tears just stream all over. So we know the fight. For real, okay? Mm-hmm. So, it's a painful truth. Sometimes you just gotta bite the bullet and just go on what you're destined to do.
Yep.
We just have to do it, you know what I'm saying? So,
with yourself being your supporter.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, you have to have that. You can't look for everybody to support you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because it's not gonna really happen.
Right.
So, what's, before we actually, like, really go... What's the best thing about being an adult? Like, there has to be a really good thing about being an adult. Like, what's the best thing about being an adult?
I say what the fuck I want. I do what the fuck I want. Ew. And I don't give two fucks about how you feel about what the fuck I do.
I'm
going to say it in a different way than her. Freedom. That's what it is. Mm. It's freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Being somewhat. Free to do. Shit, I'm free. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
She I'm said, shit, I'm free.
I ain't, I'm free.
Oh, I'm the slave.
My bad. It's all right. It's all right, sis. Go ahead, jump ship. We right? got you.
It's coming. It's coming.
We got you. So the best thing about being an adult, y'all, even though I've been doing this half, like, well, my life, but it's still such a great thing. I can stay up late, okay? And can stay up late, can watch all the TV I want, okay? And if I want to get another plate, I can. I can go for seconds. I don't have to worry about nobody else.
I don't have to eat my vegetables.
I don't have to eat my vegetables. Okay? And listen, I can try
ice cream for breakfast.
Okay? Pizza.
And
okay.
if I don't feel like taking out the trash, I don't have to.
Okay.
You don't want to clean your room? You ain't got to.
I ain't
got to
clean it today, but I'll clean it tomorrow.
Right.
That's the best thing about being an adult. You know, it's just the structure. You know, the structure that we have within ourselves that was basically molded to us. Mm-hmm. You know, as adults, you know, just like we said, we don't feel like cleaning our room today. We'll clean it tomorrow. But we know we're going to take care of business. At the end of the day, right. shit is going to get done. We're not dirt balls. You know what I'm saying? We got clean drawers over here.
That's right.
Okay? We ain't got to worry about that. Ain't clean no streaks in our panties. Day. Okay? I keep my panties clean. Okay? All right. But I'm just saying. And guess what, y'all? I can have friends stay over as long as I want. I can have boys over. Mm. I can have girls over all day.
And I can have boys over and ain't nobody got to be home.
And I can watch rated R movies all by night.
Myself.
Okay.
I was going to say XXX movies, but.
With those two. Okay. And don't care what nobody says. And I can
bring
say.
Masturbation.
Yes. I can say cuss words all day. Like, when nobody say nothing.
Fuck. Bitch. Us. Who?
dick. That's an inside. That's the inside of y'all. That's the inside of it. So, anywho, so yes, y'all, like, living confident, all right? Like, we have to live confident. We have these stepping stones that we have to take in life. We just have to take them wisely. Be smart about it. You feel what I'm saying? Even as adults, we have to still take them. We still have to take them step by step and being smart about it. All right, so any last words from my favorite Jones over here on a shot of me?
I'll do Bob first. Believe in yourself and do what the fuck you want to do.
Okay.
That's it.
Operation Jones, you all right over there? You got any last words? Not. You got anything?
So, but,
she can't even get her life together. Okay.
Yeah, because I wasn't expecting you so annoying. I wonder why you're all spraying like that.
Right.
For 21, be true to yourself. Know your fucking worth. Be your own boss. We ain't taking shit from these motherfuckers no more, okay? No more slave shit vibes around this motherfucker. Do you. Be your own self. Like, just be you. And safe sex is the best sex.
Okay. And I'm going to just let y'all know this, okay? Risk it all. Period. You understand?
That's a hashtag.
Risk it all. That's it. All right? So, but anyway, thank y'all for tuning in to the Get 'Em Girl Crew podcast. Of course, we got new episodes dropping every Sunday at 6 p.m. And make sure y'all tuning in to our YouTube. All right? Subscribe if you're not already subscribed. Make sure you're hitting the notification button so you can see the content that's put out there. You know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for that OnlyFans link. Be on the lookout for that Patreon link. Be on the lookout for that Amazon Influencers link. Okay? Make sure you see and interact with your Jones on the social media. Okay? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We don't even be on Snap like that. But we got to get that rolling. We got it. But we got to get that back rolling.
Yeah.
GEG crew. All right? So, we'll check y'all out next week with another hot motherfucking episode, as usual, and all the shenanigans from your favorite Jones. We'll check y'all out next week. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye. This is the Business Join. You can find me, IG, Simply Bella, Facebook, Whitney White. What about you, Operations Join?
You can find me on Instagram at Miss MS underscore Brown 3Y3Z. And then on Facebook, Sharonda Brown Eyes Spence.
All right. And you can find me, social media, John, on IG with J underscore Dominique H. And on Facebook, Jamila Punkin Hodge. And then for the Get 'Em Girl Crew.
Get 'Em Girl Crew.
You can find us on IG, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, every place at GEGCREW. That's GEG Crew. And that is your Get 'Em Girls.
Hey.